Mobile. NJ and 0TR. Recognized your call. I was over there getting me a cup of coffee, which I didn't need, and sampling the slaw that she was making. Oh, I just heard 5 X-ray 4 echo on 14330 upon 20 meters on sideband. I went and listened, but not having the exotic antenna field you do, I could hear him, but I didn't try to work it. Some old geezer on there was calling CQ on his frequency trying to get him, but obviously after 15 or 20 times, you wasn't going to get him. Anyways, it's Palo in Uganda, and I'm sure I've worked it before, but not that one necessarily. I just was kind of excited that when I throwed up QRZ for the first time in a long time that I was hearing such things. How's your day, Bob?
I worked him on 2017, a couple other bands. I think I worked him on 40. I worked him on a few different bands on both sideband and FT8. So sometimes you can hear them better than others, that's for sure. My day's going good. I just came back from my neighbor. He got a new TV and needed some help getting it hung up and getting it programmed and all that good stuff. So we got that done, and now I'm heading up to Ingles and going to grab some chicken, and I'm going to make some fried chicken tonight.
Well, that's kind of out of character for you, doing something nice for somebody. I had to throw that out there, Bob. That ought to give me a one or a two. Hey, Shane called me this morning here and on the radio, and he was listening to us talking about that fire stick or whatever it is, and asked me if he couldn't get you because he was in a bad spot. And he asked me if you happened to hear him, to give him that information. I told him that you hadn't got around to texting it to me. And let me see, Patrick said he had something similar, but it wasn't the same. It didn't have several thousand stations like you mentioned. So if you get the time and there's no hurry, you might kick it on down to me. And if you hear Shane in 4ZLK, well, give him a shout.
I've actually put a note on my desk. I need to email that to you because I need to send you a couple different links so you can see what it's all about. And if you decide to do it, when you get the Fire Stick, let me know, and I'll walk you through setting it up. It's a couple little things, but it's not that difficult. But there's a couple things you got to do. If you decide you want to do that, I'll give you a hand. And let's see, and then you can forward it to Shane, or I'll look up Shane's email and send it off to him as well.
Well, that'd be fine if you want to send it to him, or I will, either one, just let me know in the email. Well, we enjoyed our little trip up there yesterday, and the Honeycrisp really looked poor compared to what they usually are as far as size goes, and they said all the big ones had gotten killed in that freeze, about 75%, but I got to tell you, Bob, I've ate two or three of those things already. Bernice and I just split one usually. And they are delicious, even though they're smaller.
Does a good job. All the locals, there's a lot of farmers around here. And I don't think that any of them would, they're probably all going to be dealing with about the same size quantities as each other. The orchards are all fairly close to each other for the most part. So, well, good. Glad you enjoyed your trip up to Hville here, and it's a nice little area here. I enjoy living here.
Yes, sir. It's a beautiful community, Bob, and we'll always like to come up to your place. Just didn't have a lot of time yesterday, but I don't mind they're smaller at all. I don't care what size they are as long as they taste good, and boy, they were delicious. And we got some of those apple donuts, apple cider donuts, whatever. I was going to get some of the other things, but as trim and petite as I am, I didn't want to affect my six-pack.
I could get a definite three on that one, Tom, but I'm going to cut you some slack right now.
You laughed just about as hard as my physical therapist did the other day, and I told him I've been working on my six-pack, but I said the wife says I got more of a Walmart bag. So did you, Bob?
Underneath the traffic light.
Oh, okay. Yeah, those things chew you up at times.
And D7J, you there, Tom?
QSL, Bob, just got me a piece of a banana bar here that Bernice made that you would love, and she said to tell you hi.
Worrying about your 12-pack there.
Doctor, I wasn't worried about the 6-pack. I said I have more of a Walmart bag.
How did you bring to the store and take it with you, too?
Unfortunately, yes. I'm not too bad. I was about 176 this morning.
Dad, I think I'm right around 160 or so. I fluctuate about 4 or 5, a little bit up and down, but I was up at about 180 there for a while.
Sure, to that most of the time. One time I actually got up to, I don't know, Bernice, I'll tell you, I think about 212, and I thought, this got to quit. So I alternate from eggs and sausage and biscuits and pancakes and stuff one day, and then the next day I'll have just cereal for us old folks, you know.
My sister-in-law, she eats cheeseburgers, hamburgers, french fries, cupcakes, candy, the popcorn, buttered popcorn, everything under the sun, and then washes it all down with a Diet Pepsi.
Arg, they walk among us, don't they, Bob?
Every time I see her doing that, I just laugh at her because she is very overweight. And I just crack up and I'm like, I don't understand it. If you're going to eat all that high-calorie food, why don't you just go ahead and finish it off with a good old-fashioned Pepsi and be done with it?
I don't know. If you ever looked in the grocery stores at what people are buying, need I say more? When you see the ones with all the donuts and the sweet stuff in it, I won't go there. But, I've been lucky because I drank most every place I went when I was younger. What did I drink? Pepsi back then or Coke, Mom? Pepsi, and then I changed to Coke. But pretty well I had one of those cool-type containers with me. And if I go out and work on a machine, that was what was sitting there waiting on me.
I have soda for the most part, and I drink a lot of flavored water and stuff. Tom, give me a minute. I got to run into the store here. I'll be out in just a couple of minutes. ND7J.
And 0TR. Good to hear you, Bob.
Mobiling again.
Oh, Bob, you ought to have a tray full of these banana bars. They are excellent. I shouldn't be eating that. She's making barbecue sandwiches and slaw on them and what else, Mom? She don't know. Anyways, we're both poop. We mowed the grass, weed eated, all kinds of stuff out there. Sure, a nicer day today, Mom.
Down a little bit. And I'm sure Bernice is tired from mowing the grass and weeding. And I imagine you're tired from sitting in that chair watching her out there in the sunshine.
Too much iced tea and lemonade while I was watching her, you know, and I was looking for some sympathy. I knew you'd give it to me.
I work around the house over there. I've been around there long enough to know.
You're a real rat, Mom. I thought you was a friend. She did the weed eating. I can't handle that thing. It's too heavy for me. But I did the riding lawnmower thing, so and that even hurts when I do it on my back. But I enjoy it. It's kind of fun, but boy, I'd let it grow a little high because we'd had so much dry weather, and fescue's not very good in dry weather. But at any rate, I think next week we'll be seeding and aerating and all of that junk. The daughter said she'd ordered this stuff for it.
Lawn maintenance. I don't have a lot of room to talk. I have succumbed, and I pay somebody to do mine. I actually have a guy. He comes with a electric push mower and does my whole acre, and weed whacks it and all of it every week. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how he does it, but he does.
I know was at Lowe's here a while back and noticed that they had a riding lawnmower there that was electric. And I'm thinking it was between $4,000 and $5,000 for that.
This one is not a rider. This is one that he walks behind, and I don't know if it's self-propelled or not, but, you know, we've got little hilly areas there. I don't know, but it takes him about an hour and a half or so, and he gets it all done.
A little hilly? I remember where that 80-meter beam or 40-meter, whatever, that big huge one was laying. That's quite a hill there.
And got his big straw hat on and gets out there about 8 o'clock in the morning, and by about 9:30 or so he's done, and it looks nice. He does weed eating, cuts it, weed eats it, and blows all the stuff off the porch and everything. Comes every Friday, and it looks nice for the weekend, so no complaints.
Bob, K4 VWA.
Catch you there. I think we was hammering the mic too fast. Sorry about that. Hadn't heard you in a long time. Well, it may come to that, because if it wasn't for pharmaceuticals, I wouldn't be out there, Bob, just to be honest with you. And, I got a lot more time than you do, because I'm retarded now, and you're not. You're still working. I know you work when you want to, but you're still working. Kudos to you for that. But I want to do it as long as I can, and I enjoy it. I got a good lawnmower. It's a John Deere, but I got the one that's got a hydraulic deck, and it's got power steering. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to do it out there, and it wasn't exactly cheap. ND7J and 0TR.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango.
And recognizing both Steve and Rust-Oleum there. So, yeah, I let my lawnmower go. I really need to put the deck back on it. It needs a good tune up, and maybe I'll get out there and do it when I have more time. But I just don't have the time to do it right now. So, but send it over to Steve, and then Rust-Oleum there, Steve. ND7J Mobile.
Here, so sounds like everybody's been busy this afternoon.
Roger. Well, send it up to Bob and then Steve, because it sounded like they were getting in a bad area. If they're still there, go ahead, Bob.
Traffic light there, so. But anyway, I'm pulling into Ingles now, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off. And hey, Rusty. Steve, if you can hear me, back to you. Hello. And that's about it. Not much else going on. I got to go in here and get some chicken and stuff. So, y'all have a good day. I'll be out at Ingles here in a few minutes. I'll throw off my call. ND7J Mobile.
Good afternoon, bud. And pick up some steaks up here in Ingles. We're going to have for supper tonight. I'm headed up to Hinsville up here to the Hobby House. Got to pick up some clear styrene, and then I'm going to make a beeline back to the house. Cook some steaks. What's going on with you, Tom, besides cutting grass?
Go ahead.
I'm okay here, sitting here listening to Steve and everything. And I had my steak for lunch. I just finished it a few minutes ago, so it was good. And you know, just try to get rid of, get some computer problems solved, and I think we finally figured out where the problem was, and somebody else's software, thankfully, not mine. So, and we got that fixed. But just try to get things generally kept up to date, as they say. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, Bob. Well, I'm glad you got to hear me. You'd be better off if you got to see me. I'm sure it made your day. the height of conceit. Anyways, you have a good day and enjoy them steaks. 73's Bob. Yeah, you pick it up, and if you're gone, well, we'll send it to Steve. Nothing like those other guys were. There was some popping and crackling, but that time I'd say maybe 2 or 3% popping and crackling, and probably 97% pure or so. I don't know how else to rate it, but a very good signal, Rusty. And I never mean to be demeaning about someone's signal. It just depends on where you're at times. Yeah, my back has been about a 7 or an 8 almost. Well, it was to the screaming level there yesterday and day before. But today I was able to take some medicine this morning, ibuprofen and such, and get by. And I think the thing that hurts me most is when I go from forward to reverse. My lawnmower, the one I ride, has just got two pedals, and as long as, and it's linear, so if you push it down in a linear fashion, that's what you'll get. But a lot of times you'll turn a circle or something, want to back up, and if you hit that other pedal too quick, it just jerks the snot out of you, and it pops that lower back there, and it's excruciatingly painful, or a bump. So I just take my time and mosey along. And after that, we went out, and Bernice was weed-eating, and boy, I'm telling you, she was wringing wet. And she sat down in the swing, and I went out and filled the feeders on the chicken feeder and washed out their little watering cups and checked for eggs, which I got to go do that again because they're not laying early today. Maybe I upset them with the lawnmower. I don't know. Oh, I was, yesterday, I was trying to catch a possum by the chicken pen. And lo and behold, I went out there, and the prettiest little raccoon was looking at me with these sad eyes in that have-a-heart trap. And so I went over and got the neighbor. And you got to be careful because they can carry rabies, you know. And I didn't want to harm a raccoon or anything else. And so I said, "Tim, you help me get that thing out of that cage." And I said, "I'll stand guard with a pistol in case he attacks." I think he was so wore out from trying to get out of it. He just turned around and moseyed. We took him down to timber and turned him loose. And but it was kind of cute. It was like he was looking up at you with those sad eyes, like, "Please help me out here."
Smaller raccoons can look like that. The bigger ones can look at you like, "All right, if you don't let me out of here, I'm going to chew you up, your leg off when you do." And I've seen some look like that. Of course, I had years ago. I used to have had some cats that hung around here. And being the good guy I was, wife and I, we fed them, which we probably shouldn't have done, but we did anyway. And, and of course the raccoons came around, decided they wanted to sample the food we were putting out, so they started showing up, and one thing led to another. So, you know, it gets like that, and then you have the animals all showing up, and then you got to go from there to try to get rid of them, and I'll keep them from coming up on your backyard and doing further up on your back porch and doing further damage. That was the thing. That was the thing that always bothered me, because raccoons can be real mischievous and real. They will tear things up in a heartbeat if you're not careful. I've seen it happen. In fact, I saw the results of mama raccoon being cornered by five hunting dogs, and the raccoon came out ahead of all of them. So, been there, done that, and don't want a t-shirt for it, Tom. Go ahead.
Anyways, yeah, up in Kansas, we've had coon dogs that got drowned by raccoons. They're a very vicious animal, and they killed about 135 chickens at my mother-in-law's before I got informed about them killing chickens, and I went out and took care of that problem. Rusty, I'll let you go. I'm going to go over here and turn on the news. It's great to hear you. And as you know, they walk among us. you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, 73s, have a good day, Rusty. This is in 0TR, clear, and QRT.
All right, well, I don't know who came in there when you started talking, but somebody else came in there, too, and y'all doubled up to sound like a couple of cats fighting. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, Tom, W2T.
It was QRM. It was QRM, Rusty. Just don't acknowledge it. Your signal was great. I send 0TR clear, and I'm off.